It's good to be here again this morning. Appreciate what was said about praying. I stand in need of your prayers. Well, anytime we get up here, we need your prayers. This morning, I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Paul writes, "Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong." Verse 14. "Let all your things be done with charity." First off, he says, "Watch ye. Watch ye." Don't we need to be on guard? Don't we need to have our eyes open, especially walking by faith in this world? You know, if we go about our day with our head buried in the sand and we just turn a blind eye to everything that's going on, things are going to start creeping in. If we're not vigilant in our watch, things are going to start to creep in. Things are going to start to be left undone, especially in our churches, in our homes, our families. Paul writes, "Watch ye." Then he says, "Stand fast in the faith." Amen. Stand fast in the faith. Hold to it. Yeah. That's the most important thing we have to hold to in this world. Right. Hold fast. Stand fast. Toe the line, if you will. And if we're vigilant and watchful, we can hold that line. We can try our best to stand fast in the faith. Now the Lord doesn't tell us to stand fast in your strength. Stand fast in the faith in men. Right? No. Stand fast in the faith. Faith in God. Faith in His Word. Faith in His wisdom. Faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Faith in Christ. So watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. You know, this day and age, a lot of that, that word, the poisonous masculinity, keeps being thrown around. The father figure is being attacked on all fronts. Most portrayals of father figures nowadays is some bumbling idiot that hasn't got a clue how to do anything. And sadly to say, there's a lot of father figures out there that's how they are. It says, quit ye like men. Act like a grown-up. Grow up. Like men. You're supposed to be like men. You're supposed to be the leaders. God has called like His ministers and the deacons. He called the ministers to be, you know, be sober-minded. And ruler of their household well. Well, how can we rule our household well when we're still a child ourselves? We have to grow up sometimes, right? Well, Paul's writing to the Corinthians, and this is basically saying we need to be spiritually growing up. Spiritually growing. Each and every time we come and we listen to the sound of the gospel, each and every time we read the Bible, we need to be growing. We need to be feasting on His Word and growing thereby. You know, Peter would say, grow in grace. We need to be growing in the church, not staying the same, and certainly not diminishing. So quit ye like men. Paul would also say, endure hardness like a good soldier. Talking to Timothy, telling him to endure hardness as a good soldier. A good soldier is going to endure the hardness that's thrown at him. A good soldier is not going to be complaining all the time of the task that he is with. A good soldier is going to follow the orders, right? Do we, you know, I tell you, I had some officers that were just a little absent-minded. I'll just put it kindly there. And it's hard to follow some orders. And it's hard to listen to somebody that you know doesn't even hardly know how to put one foot in front of the other. But we're watchful. Stand fast in the faith. If we're listening to God Almighty, that's the best leader we have. The best example we have. So let's quit us like men. Let's listen. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Follow the orders and commandments that's laid out in front of us. Because if we're not following the commandments laid out in front of us in this word, brothers and sisters, how are we going to stand fast in the faith? How are we going to remain vigil? How are we going to remain sober-minded, you know, that level-headedness? How are we going to watch? So when he says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. Like I said earlier, some people are attacking the father figure and quit ye like men. People like to take that verse of Scripture and be like, see, they're just trying to diminish women again. They're just trying to beat up on the women. They're trying to exalt the man over the woman. Brothers and sisters, if we would really look and honestly look at what the Bible teaches of the family structure. Yes, those words of subjection. Yes, those words of submit is in there. Yes, they are. But as a man, as the leader of the household, head of the household, he's accountable unto God. God the Father, and has told the man to love and cherish his wife as Christ loves the church. How much love is that? If a man is trying to love his wife as Christ loves the church. If a man is being watchful, stand fast in the faith, always looking to the Word of God for wisdom, always looking to the Word of God for guidance. Brothers and sisters, that woman is going to see that. And she's going to see what he's trying to do, trying to be that godly example in the household, trying to be that godly man. That should be attractive to her. That should be wanting to be willing to be a good helpmeet unto him. Amen. Because if he's leading as he's supposed to be, the family works better. Right. So Paul's writing here and says, watch ye, especially us fathers, listen up. We need to be watchful because things can start creeping into our families. You know, if we want strong churches, it starts at home. It starts at home. We need to be watchful. We need to be mindful. Always be vigilant. It says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong. Real quick, over in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, Paul writes and says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now he's talking to Timothy, I know. He's talking to that young minister, telling him, trying to strengthen, trying to encourage him. But hey, we have to read this as like it's talking to us. Yes, there's qualifications for a minister, but man, I wish every man of God would be like these qualifications. They're good for all of us to listen to. They're all good for all of us. The Word of God is good. All the Word of God is good for us.
Amen.
You know, if we had the time, we could go and read verse 6, and it talks about in verse 5, chapter 6, verse 5 says, perverse disputings of men, corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing to gain his godliness and such, withdraw thyself. And then if we skip to verse 11, Paul writes, says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And that's when he says, fight the good fight of faith. You know, the Lord hasn't called us to go to war with carnal people. He hasn't called us to go out and overthrow the governments. He didn't call the apostles to take up arms and go and overthrow Rome. But there is a warfare to fight. There is a battle to fight. And there's nothing more important to a father than that battle to fight for his family. To try and lead them the way this word instructs us. You know, that's been on my mind a lot lately about talking, training up the younger generation, and it really hitting home because my children, they're growing up, they're getting older, and I'm seeing how important it is to be that guide, to be that example. I need to be setting that example every day. Oh, I thought my job was easy. No, endure hardness as a good soldier. Fight the good fight of faith. It is a good fight. It is good. Because our families will be blessed. Our churches will be strengthened. Prayers being heard. Prayers being uttered. Songs being sung. The sound of the gospel rejoicing with the hearts of His children. Fighting that good fight of faith. So watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. And over in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, I am going to read a little bit on this one. 1 Peter chapter 5 says, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who are also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, and for He careth for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." You know, that's a very sobering thought. We're talking about that warfare, that fight that we have. Our adversary, the devil, is on the job 24/7, all the time. I'm not always on guard. Sometimes I have to sleep. Sometimes my mind is distracted. Sometimes things pull me aside. That's why Paul writes, says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith." And Peter right here says, be sober. Be clear-minded, if you will. Be clear-minded. Be sober. Be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'm sure we all can think of examples or think of people in the past that we have known that seems like the devil has just made their way in. You know, just made him have a little crack that he could just get a little bit into and just squeeze into. And then next thing you know, he's in that person or that family and he has just devoured them. It's just wrecked their life. Everything has just been torn apart. We talk about if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's what happens. Sometimes it doesn't happen just all at once. Sometimes it's very subtle. Sometimes it's very slow. You ever seen those rocks where a little drop of water has made an indention and then eventually can cut hole in a rock? That's how it can be. That's why he says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith." Not stand loosely, not sleep. Stand fast in the faith. Peter says, "Be sober, be vigilant." We need to be on guard. I'm not saying we have to be like that old scaredy cat that's scared of every single thing, that, you know, and be on guard that way. No, we're trusting in the Lord, standing fast in the faith. That means we're trusting in the Almighty, putting on and adorning that armor of God that He has given us, facing the battle willingly, charging forward, knowing that the Lord is before us and the Lord is behind us. That's why I love that picture of the armor. It's all for the front. Nothing for the back. That should tell us we should never retreat. If we're facing the battle, if we're facing forward, the Lord has our back. So he says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resisteth steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. We have so many promises in the Word of God. We need to remember to always remember to stay vigilant, be sober-minded, be clear-headed, thinking about this, trusting in the Almighty, trusting that He has this. I don't have this. I don't know if y'all noticed it, but I don't have this. I can't do this by myself. But trusting in the Lord. And I tell you, some of those people that have endured some tragedies here late, but they have that good faith in the Lord. You know they're going through trials. You know they're going through tough times. You know they're sorrowful. But it almost seems like they're just rock steady, because they're clinging to that firm foundation, Jesus Christ. So watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. And if we go back, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 14. Paul writes, after he said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. It's important for us to remember to be strong in the faith. Fight that good fight of faith. But brothers and sisters, do all. Let all your things be done with charity. It's so important. Like with our children, discipline needs to be done, needs to be carried out. But it needs to be done in love. It needs to be done in a loving way. I know, hey, when I was getting a whooping when I was young, and I didn't think it was a very loving way myself. But being a parent now, seeing the reason behind it, seeing that it's not there to cause me physical harm. Oh, it needs to sting a little bit. It needs to make a point. But it's there to guide me. Remember Psalms 23? 23rd Psalm. That Psalm of comfort? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Leading, guiding, showing me the right way to go. Correcting me when I've wronged. Let all your things be done with charity. We can be strong in the Lord. We can be adorned with His armor, facing the battle, but still know having that heart of charity. Charity, the favorite definition I love of that one is love in action. Having love, one, is it just for another? Nope. Having love, one to another. You can have love for somebody, but if you never show them, not having that love to them, they'll never know it. But doing all these things, we can be strong in the faith. We can be strong in the Lord. We can be vigilant. We can be sober-minded. We can be steadfast, towing that line, and still having that heart of charity, still caring for one another, That's the best way for a father to be. That's the best way for a mother to be. That's the best way for church members to be, an older church member, a younger church member. We need to be remembering, be sober, be vigilant, but carrying that heart of charity. Because the Lord, think of the Lord. He's all powerful, almighty. I could have been a crispy critter like that. But he's long suffering. He cares for his people. No problem is too big for him, and no problem is too small for him. Sometimes we get into the mindset of maybe our kids, children, they come to us with this big problem. We say, oh my goodness, it's such a little bitty problem or whatever. But they're little bitty people. That could be a big problem to them, having that heart of charity. Because if we can turn a blind eye to the little bitty sufferings of the children, boy, I tell you, we're going to be turning blind eyes to the suffering of our fellow brothers and sisters. So we can be strong and vigilant. Quit us like men. Be strong, towing that line. But always remember to having that heart of charity. Because I'm just going to read the two verses again. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I don't have the time to go into 1 Corinthians 13 and read the entire chapter about charity. Hopefully everybody here is familiar with it. But that's the thing about charity. It suffereth long. Has that compassion for one to another. That's the way we need to be. As church folks, hey, I tell you, we need to be that way towards all men. Not everybody's in the church, right? Not everybody's been born again yet. But the unregenerate has a memory. If you're showing forth that love of God, and later on, he's touched and tended their heart, they'll have that memory. And our children, brothers and sisters, if we tried to rear them up and we tried to show them the nurture of the Lord and we tried to train them up as best we possibly can, and it seems like they've gone astray, we've done what we can. We've shown them the tools they need. When the Lord deals with them, they'll have that memory. They'll have something to draw back from. Oh, I remember what Mom and Daddy was talking about now. Oh, I remember, well, the times we had a blessed time in the church. Oh, I remember the joys that I used to have. You remember that prodigal son? He remembered the time when he had wasted all of his living, just squandered his living. He was even wishing that he could eat the swine's food. But he remembers, even the servants in my father's house eat better than this. He remembered where he was loved. So yes, we can be strong. We can be firm. We can be vigilant. But also with that heart of charity. So watch ye, stand fast in the faith. It's so important, especially nowadays. We're being attacked on so many fronts. So parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, nieces and nephews. Let's stand fast in the faith with a watchful eye. May the Lord be with you.